Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and good morning everybody. I'm Robbie from EnglishHarmony.com, your English fluency mentor. And currently I'm having my morning coffee. Cheers. And I opened my laptop this morning, checked my email, as I normally do. Checking for customers' requests and questions and comments to respond and things like that. And here's what I got in my mailbox. A comment from Christo on one of my YouTube videos. And here's what it says. Of course, I do make mistakes, but a person who is trying to teach other people a language, I'm that person, should not make so elementary mistakes. And the mistake in question is a simple typo I made a week ago. By writing, I'm sure you're realized by now, instead of saying, I'm sure you've realized by now, which is the correct way of putting this particular thing into words, right? And then Christo chimed in by saying, wow, the fluency teacher makes mistakes too. And then I responded by saying, apparently you're the ideal human being who never makes mistakes, right? It was a friendly jest, right? And I inferred by that that everyone makes mistakes and it's fine. And now Christo says that I should go back to my warehouse job full time and just stop being a teacher because I should leave teaching to people who have been trained to do so, right? So let's get things straight. First of all, a teacher in my world, a teacher is someone who is capable of bringing out the best in the student. The teacher doesn't have to be perfect himself or herself. Just think about boxing, right? The guy who trained Rocky, right? Rocky Balboa, portrayed by Sylvester Stallone, right? Was that guy as big as Rocky? Was he as good? Would he stand a chance when actually going into the ring and fighting with Rocky in a bout, he'd be knocked out immediately. But he was good as a teacher because he could give Rocky the right advice. He didn't have to be at the same level of physical performance as Rocky. And the same goes pretty much in any physical discipline, right? Trainers, coaches, they're not capable of performing that particular sports or whatever at the same level as their trainees, those people who they train, right? But what makes them great, what makes them good is because they understand everything that's going on in their student's head. And that's where I come in. That's where I step in into the picture. You see, I've been struggling with fluency issues for years myself, and I've been there, I've done that, I know everything about fluency issues that there is to know, because I'm a foreigner, I've been struggling with my fluency, and by trial and error, I've overcome all those issues, and now I can teach other people how to do the same. And just because sometimes I make a mistake or two, doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't actually mean it at all, that I would be bad as a teacher, as a mentor. The teacher doesn't have to be perfect. This notion of yours, Christo, with all due respect, probably stems from the traditional English teaching industry, whereby the teacher stands in front of the classroom and dazzles everyone with their superior knowledge because they've been academically trained into the craft, yes, as you pointed out, and their knowledge is almost perfect. Well, not almost, but probably is perfect because they've been never struggling with fluency issues to begin with because they were always native English speakers. And in case if that teacher is a foreigner, they will, yes, of course, they will always try to sound perfect because this notion of perfectionism actually permeates the entire English teaching industry. Everything is geared towards elimination of mistakes. all tests, exams. It's all about eradicating mistakes, spotting mistakes. You made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 mistakes and you failed this test. So the students are led to believe that unless they're perfect, they're no good as English speakers. But nobody realizes, or to be more specific, very few people understand that this whole approach towards mistakes is partially responsible for these fluency issues, because foreigners just like me and others who are struggling with their fluency, well, I'm not struggling with it now, but all I'm saying is that just like me who was struggling with my fluency years ago, there's millions still out there who are still having the same issues, right? And just because they're trying to be perfect, they're trying to eradicate mistakes from their speech and writing and so on and so forth, their mind has gone into this kind of writing mode or an analysis mode whereby they analyze their speech and they are actually dreading of making mistakes. They kind of think, Jesus Christ, what if I make a mistake now? I'd better make sure it doesn't happen. And just because of this way of thinking, their speech will never be fluent, because true fluency can be only unleashed the moment you stop caring about mistakes. Yes, you will make them, but in the long run, you will eradicate them, because the more mistakes you make, the more you will actually become aware of them, and then you will correct them. Obviously, it's not going to happen on all occasions. You will not learn from all your mistakes, but for as long as you are making some effort of spotting your own mistakes and correct them, it will happen. And normally foreigners don't give themselves enough credit for it, but I believe that self-correction is a big thing, and everyone who is intelligent enough, and I believe that 99% of people are intelligent enough to know what they're doing when going about their English studies, and the rest 1%, I don't know, probably we're talking about people who have some learning difficulties or something like that. But all I'm saying is that the vast majority of foreigners actually do have the intelligence and the skill set to unleash their fluency, speak spontaneously, make a lot of mistakes, and then go back and learn from their own mistakes. And that's what happens in any life aspect. How a toddler learns to walk. They trip over themselves, get themselves hurt, but eventually they'll learn to walk because they've just had 100 falls, you know? But the same thing can be observed in just about any life aspect. You can't learn unless you make a lot of mistakes, and then you improve along the way. And obviously, Christo, I know what you meant. You meant that once I'm the teacher, I shouldn't be making mistakes because I should serve as an example to my students. But my approach is the following. Listen, I'd rather be on an equal level with my students, with my audience, with everyone who reads my blog, with my customers, so that they can see that I'm the same kind of guy. I'm the guy next door who's had the same kind of issues. I've been there, done that. And even if I make a small mistake here and there, even now, it's fine. I do the same, you can do the same, and we both learn, right? I'm a bit further ahead in my learning curve, and I know a lot of things that you don't know, and you can learn from me, but this is what teaching is all about. I can lead by an example, right? And the example in this case being, I make a small mistake, so it's fine. I'm not being perfect, but if I overwhelm my students, my audience, with my perfectionism, with the fact that I never make any mistakes, then it makes other people feel as if they don't even stand a chance, right? So basically, by showing that I'm just a human being, and errors and mistakes is all part of being human, I relieve the mental pressure in my students, my customers' heads, and make their English fluency improvement so much more easier. if you like, right? So I hope, Christo, that this explains the whole English harmony approach toward mistakes, and it also explains why I don't always correct my YouTube comments and blog comments, and small mistakes might creep in there because I type fast and I just don't have all the time in the world to recheck everything for mistakes. Yes, when I write blog posts, I do check them for mistakes. I edit them, actually read them through 3 times to make sure that everything is correct, because that's proper content that I put out there for my audience to enjoy, right? But as far as my videos go, for example, I sometimes make some mistakes because my speech isn't as perfect as my writing. And same goes with pretty much everyone, be it a native speaker, foreign speaker. When you write, you have all the time in the world to check your piece of the piece you've written and change words around and polish it to perfection. But when you speak, you only have one shot at it, because whatever comes out of your mouth is being said, and there is no way of taking it back. And that's about it. Christo, I'm not knocking you. This video response isn't meant to be a beginning of a war between me and you or something, but all I'm saying is that just because I made a mistake doesn't make me a bad English teacher. I believe that the teacher is somebody who is capable basically of bringing out the best in the other person. He or she doesn't have to be the best themselves. But obviously, we will just have to agree to disagree. If you still hold on to your opinion that I should go back to my warehouse job full time. But my deeds speak for themselves. There are a lot of foreigners who are thankful for my work I'm doing on YouTube and on my blog. And the English Harmony system has helped to countless foreign English speakers. And let that be the indicator of the job I'm doing. Just because I make a small mistake while typing up a comment doesn't negate all the good things I'm doing by providing all those countless tips for other foreigners so that they can improve their fluency on my blog, and developing products such as the English Harmony system, Fluency Gym Coach program, Accent Genie program. You see, I'm in this business for years, and this is my approach, and yep, let other people be judges of my work and what I do here, right? And thanks everyone for watching this video, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.